Thank you. ladies and gentlemen. My name is Jeff Green, and I'm the director of the Milpitas Community Concert Band. Thank you for joining us on this Friday night. Happy Women's History Month. March is Women's History Month. And to be honest with you, when I decided to do this concert, I didn't really know that March was Women's History Month. I wanted to do music by women composers for a long time. And coincidence, the stars were in alignment. So the first piece, not by a woman composer, but it's entitled Little English Girl, a very classic Italian military march performed for band. We do move to a real woman composer now. Anne McGinty is a really well-known, prolific American band composer. She's written for other venue performance ensembles as well. As a middle school band director myself, I'm aware of her music because she's done a lot of middle school music, so it's really nice to come in and play some a little bit more interesting music that she's written. This is a piece called American Rhapsody. It has two American national songs you might recognize in the middle. Rhapsody is a term we use for things that don't really follow a form. A march has an A section and a B section. A fugue does this, a canon does that, etc. Rhapsody, we just kind of put things together and have fun with it. So please enjoy Anne McGinty's American Rhapsody.
Thank you.
in looking for concert band music at the appropriate level of difficulty for this group by women composers was very difficult. I regret to say there are not that many women band composers out there. So, ladies, start writing some band music. We would really like to have some more band music out there. Obviously, there's not a lot of competition. So that's why we kind of had to shift to a or about women kind of theme tonight. So there's music by women composers or about women. The next piece is Frank Ticelli's arrangement, setting of Franz Schubert's Ave Maria, a very moving setting. So hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
time, I would like to introduce to you our special guests this evening. They're a Sweet Adeline Quartet. Please welcome the Deceit Quartet.
Time.
applause from the students. Don't leave, they'll be back for Act Two. A couple of announcements I'd like to make. First of all, the community band, MSC, survive on not donations. I'd like to encourage you to visit the fishbowl in the back of the room. Everything you see in front of you was purchased with donation money, and that's how we survive. We're very thankful to the city of Elpidus that we still have a room to use and facilities and support the community band, and we appreciate your support as well. I'd also like to introduce somebody to you. My bass trombone player at 12 o'clock today called me and said, I've got this major eye problem, like his eye is swollen. It's not fun. I can't play the concert, so I panicked, and I called my good friend, Dr. Brian Hartkester, for joining us on trombone tonight. The last piece of the first half we're going to be performing for you is by Julie Gouraud. Julie is a up-and-coming young composer. She's done a lot of film music, television music. When I first heard her, I played this piece in college. I made the comment that it sounds an awful lot like John Williams to me. And then I finally read her bio, and she studied composition with John Williams. Her name is Orion. I'll give you the paragraph she wrote about it. And BJR, NASA, might be able to help with anything, or know what I'm talking about. Pictures of the Great Orion Nebula, Bernard's Loop, M78 and M43. The molecular clouds 1 and 2, and the Horse Head Nebula never ceased to capture my imagination. I have journeyed through there many times in my mind, so I decided to sketch that journey with notes. Travel with the music, 1,500 light years away to the constellation Orion the Hunter, in the molecular cloud complex and through the Great Orion Nebula, where stars and ideas are born. Thank you. we'd like to open our second half with Leroy Anderson's setting of The Girl I Left Behind.
just one more day. Oh Lord, hear my plea. That music means so much to me.
Sing it out, soul to soul.
So earlier we talked about how Sweet Adelines have a lot of history. Well, we as a quartet have history too. For example, we have been singing together for over 7 years. Over 200 years of living experience. We've been married for over 100 years. Not to each other. But that's one reason why this next song kind of strikes a chord.
You better fly right, fly right. Cool down, Mama, better fly right. Come on and fly right, fly right. Cool down, Mama, don't you blow your top. The monkey took the monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzard tried to throw the monkey off its back. The monkey grabbed his neck and said, now listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and do right.
Hey, Jack.
Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in jiving.
Tell me what.
What's the use in diving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. The buzzer told the monkey you were choking me. The monkey looked the buzzard dead in the eye. Your story's touching, but it ain't gonna fly. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and do right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa. Don't blow your top. Don't blow your top. You fly so high, but from what I heard, you ain't nothing but a dirt.
There's some flyers about the quartet on the back table as you make your way past the fishbowl. Please feel free to take some of that. Our next concert here at the Community Band is in your program. We'll be doing a Latin concert titled Fiesta. So, wow, one more round of applause for the speech. This was kind of their off-season, and they're getting their next big thing is they're getting ready for the championships, the competitions. It's a big, whole other world out there of Sweet Adeline and Barbershop competitions, so we're glad that we were able to bring them in with us. So. Okay, moving on. The next piece on our concert is Tirana, composed by Carol Barnett. Carol Barnett is another one of those rare band, female band composers. She's most of her work is liturgical, sacred music. She has branched out to other things. This piece was commissioned by the Minnesota chapter of the College Band Directors National Association, of which she is a member and a member of the even rarer Women's Band Directors National Association. Let's see. I had a really hard time figuring out what the title meant. And after I read it, so does the composer. The work is tonal, but to avoid boredom, I modified the major scales with the occasional lowered seconds, sixths, sevenths, and raised fourths. I included some complex meter patterns, which, with exotic scales, make the piece sound vaguely Southeast European. Since I don't have any specific research on damp types from that era, I picked a place and name at random, hence Tirana.
Thank you.
evening. I hope you enjoy yourselves, and thanks again to the Mystique Quartet for joining us. And we hope to see you at our next concert, which is, like I said earlier, Fiesta. We're going to do some Latin music, spice things up for a summer concert. The date is May 9th. It's in the program. Please tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell everybody. Join us. The last piece we're going to do is, I like to do a march. If you know me at all, you know that I like marches. So I was trying to find a super march with a specific theme, and I came across this one, Walton's Daughter. And if any of our history buffs, go Ben, Sheen. Any of our history buffs, who was Walton's daughter? Pocahontas. On a sabbatical baritone horn. Pocahontas. So Sousa wrote this. We're not 100% sure. A lot of people believe that it was going to be played at the bicentennial of Jamestown in 1907. But he ended up not playing it at that concert. So we're not exactly sure its exact details. But unlike most Sousa marches, this has a little bit of a flair of a Native American feel to it. See if you can hear it. So this is Susan Walton's Daughter March. Thank you so much for coming. I hope to see you at our next concert.
Thank you.
for your drawing in on us, celebrating the concert. If you are here with a significant other, I invite you to grab their hand and sing along.